How we doing, everybody? Welcome to another episode of My Wife's Asleep. I'm your host, Sean Boucher. Today with me, I have a very special guest, a local comic in the Sarasota scene. We've been hitting the road. We've been hitting the mics together. Very good friend of mine. I'm forgetting his last name. Martin?
Rinkemeyer.
Rinkemeyer. It was on the tip of my tongue. You just told me to. You said it like six times.
Six times. That's cool, man.
How you doing, Martin? Welcome.
I'm good. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, man. We've been trying to have you on for a while now, and we finally figured out how to make the podcast studio portable.
I'm just smoking cigarettes, dude. I thought that's what we were doing. You stuck a microphone in my face. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, I'm glad we got to do this.
That's why I wanted to do it outside, because you know how many times I'm doing a podcast? I'm like, man, I'm a fucking cigarette right now. Because you're just shooting the shit with your buddy.
Yeah. Jokums came over to my house the other day. We were going to do a podcast, and we're in there, and we started smoking. Next thing you know, we're just sitting there chain smoking.
Hell yeah.
It is awesome.
So, when did you start out doing stand-up? How old were you?
I just started doing stand-up 2 years ago.
Okay. Where was your first mic at?
McCurdy's.
So, you signed up. Did you take the class?
I took the class. Yes. That was horrible. I was horrible. I had no idea what comedy was, but I thought I wanted to do it. Yeah, that was fun.
Well, here you are. You're doing it.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I am doing it. It's fun. I'm having a good time with it.
It's cool. We have a good, like, community, too, because...
Well, some of the best, dude. Some of the best people are just people I hang out with, you know, and that's probably one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah, we have like a community that we get to, it's like AA without having to be fucking sober. Like, we have a community we get to come around and dick around with.
God damn it. That's exactly what it is, dude. We have AA with alcohol.
Yeah.
I am powerless
CA,
over Chuckler comedy.
Anonymous. Chuckler's Anonymous.
Chuckler's Anonymous. I'm powerless over laughing, and it makes my life fucking unmanageable.
Right? Never let anything get in the way of comedy. Real quick. Hey, Brad, would you guys mind moving down to the other table? Because we're picking up all the professor
mics. We have a live studio audience here tonight, and
this
dude just chases them away. Thank you, guys.
Well, they can still hear us. It's just they're too close, so they're picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need the views, man.
We don't need to watch it now. We need to watch it afterwards.
But, hey, man, if y'all going to hear yourselves laughing, y'all should be watching it anyway.
We got it's not the Tiger King, he's the Kitten King.
Hey, but if you had to watch all your friends' podcasts, man, like, you would never be able to fucking watch everybody's podcast because your time would be taken up with just podcasts.
Yeah, it'd be exhausting.
Yeah. That being said, I'm starting a podcast.
What's the name?
It's going to be called Conversations.
That's a good name.
Yeah. We're just going to...
It's a really good name.
Yeah. I'm going to just hang out with people.
Fuck yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what we're doing anyways. We go on stage for 5 to 7 minutes, share our fucked up thoughts, and then ask everybody, what do you think of my fucked up thoughts?
You know, yeah. Yeah, that's the fun part of it. But I want to know, like, I want to get to know, like, who people are. Right? What are people all about? Like, because there's a lot of people that we're fool with. We don't even really know anything about them, what they're all about. I'm trying to just figure out who's cool enough to actually be in my circle and shit. I'm going to use the podcast as a way to weed out all the goofballs in my group.
Yeah?
No, I'm just playing.
What would you... Okay, so if you're trying to think what everybody's all about, what would you say I'm all about?
Oh, no, dude. I would say... No, I was...
This is a man on the street segment, Martin. What would you say?
Oh, shit. You're all about all the girls, bro. That's all... Every time I see you, dude, you have these, like, chicks just hanging off of you and shit.
Yeah, every time I walk into a room tumbling dice by the Rolling Stones place.
I know, dude. It's fucking wild, dude. I'm just sitting there like, God damn. I wish I could get the pussy that Sean Boucher gets.
Hey, it's expensive, man.
Hey.
Those Guatemalans don't come cheap.
Hey. Well, I heard they're getting them over here at a discount right now, man. Like,
you gotta buy them in bulk. You gotta buy them in bulk.
Oh, that's what the problem is,
it's
right?
It's not Sam's Club. It's Sean's Club, bro.
Epstein's Island got closed.
No. Don't associate me with
that. Don't mention that?
Don't associate me with that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they would shadow ban you on YouTube if you said that person had an island where they traffic little kids.
Dude, me and Luke one night were talking about Stephen Hawking and how he was on that list. And he would make, like, little people, like, do math equations. I can't barely reach the board. Everybody talks about Stephen Hawking, but nobody talks about his daughter, Stephanie Hawking. She never swallowed at the club.
Oh, crap. That is fucking great, man. I got a new line I'm working on. How many dudes would P. Diddy diddle if P. Diddy did diddle dudes? I thought that was going
to
be a
whole
lot funner.
You're going to have to get good at saying that, because if you fuck that up on stage, you're going to just fumble it.
I fumbled it a bunch. I've been saying it nonstop for like 3 days.
Okay.
That's the only way I got good at it. I thought it was funny. Probably won't make anybody laugh. I understand that already.
It's about what you find funny.
You know, it's funny. It's funny just talking about dumb shit again, but like, here we go. We're all making jokes about P. Diddy. It, dude was diddling dudes, and he's not in jail. I don't understand. I don't understand.
I think he fled. He's in like the Bahamas or something.
Smart dude.
Well, he's got fucking money to do it.
I had a dude share with me today at work the Meek Mill audio of P. Diddy and Meek Mill. That one was kind of wild.
So I never really read what. So he's accused of like eating dudes' asses and shit.
Something like that. Yeah, he's accused of sex trafficking, and I don't know. I'll get my information off Twitter, like the rest of the fucking sane world, right?
Yeah.
X, whatever it's called now. But I guess his house got raided. They were, I don't know, and I guess a bunch of tapes came out of him doing sexual things.
Damn. I just watched the Biggie Smalls movie, Notorious, and he seemed like a cool guy.
Who, Diddy or Biggie?
Diddy. Well, Biggie, both. Diddy had his boys back. Dude, imagine trying to eat Biggie Smalls' ass. I would like
to eat. Dude, you get lost halfway in.
I'm saying all that fucking ass.
Dude, if
speak of the devil.
Check this out, man. Here's the deal. You're fucking like three heads into fucking just ass cheeks on both sides
and
of
Biggie's
you, right?
And Biggie's just like, who the fuck is this?
Baby? He farts. If Biggie farts while you're on your way in, right, you won't know until it like three waves out. Bam, bam. And then all of a sudden, you'll catch it and there's nowhere to go.
Dude, imagine how big his asshole was. This is why I invited Martin.
He had to have problems
to
wiping, dude. He had to have problems wiping. Because think about this. Now, I love Biggie, man. I come from that era, you know. Like,
yeah.
Much love to you, Biggie. Rest in peace. But I'm just saying that it didn't touch nothing on the way out, all the way to the toilet.
He probably had to do it like Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant like, would shit in showers and just run the water and let the water fucking wash it down.
We used to do that in prison, bro.
Oh, my. You brought it up. You brought it up. That was one of my questions.
Okay, what's the question?
So, correct me if I'm wrong. It was marijuana possession, right?
Yes.
How much time? You were 19? You've talked about it on stage. That's
yes,
I'm questioning
yes, yeah. You're good. You're good. Yeah.
You have great prison fucking bits. Ah,
thank you. Appreciate you. I was 19. It was for weed. I had a little bit of weed. I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, it was a couple joints.
They found me with two roaches, man. Texas in the 90s was a wild place. But, I went and did, it was like, all together, it was like 12 years.
What year? You said it was the 90s?
Yeah.
And then you got released in?
Yeah, it was like 96. I went in 96, and it was like 2008. When I got out, 2009 when I got out.
Was the iPhone out when you got out or not yet?
Yeah.
Were you like, what the fuck is this? Because I mean, at that point, like even to the iPhone, just computers.
Yeah. And like I knew about like everything, but like you didn't know, like you hear things and you see things and people come in and they tell you things and blah, blah, blah. But it's like you have this envisioning of this weird ass world. And I got out and everybody was just crazy as fuck. But, there was, cell phones was weird. You know, I couldn't understand where they kept all the porn. Like, how was it just so filled with fucking porn? Like, I was like, how many memory cards do you need for this? And it was like, no, it's
just
on the
internet. It's called gigabytes,
bro. I'm like, what?
It's called 5G.
Like, you just walk around with a machine filled with porn in your pocket? How do you get anything done? That's just crazy. Fuck. It's just...
Excuse me. I'll edit that in post. But yeah, that's wild because before, obviously in the 80s and shit, they had the huge cell phones. They had like the big ones and the car phones. And then they also had
computers. That's really what they had. Like when I went to prison, they were like pagers. We had pagers.
Yeah.
You know, running the streets, we all had pagers.
Yeah.
And we had phone booths. We had phone booths and we had pay phones and we had, you know, we would, we'd sit
such
there.
A better time back then.
Oh, dude, it was. But we'd all hang out, like we'd have groups, we'd hang out in my neighborhood. I grew up in San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to the southwest side of San Antonio, Texas.
Hoorah.
But we hang out at like places where there were payphones, and that's it. We would just hang out with
the payphone. Wait for the page.
Yep. We'll wait for a page. We'll wait for chicks. Like, we would literally just stand there and talk to chicks.
Hell yeah.
On the payphone, you know, it's like la 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 la.
Yo, shit, give me another quarter. You don't want the fucking bus.
Like, yeah, you know, hey, yeah. We go in the private booths. The private booths downtown were fun.
San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, San Antonio.
How'd you get to Florida?
Me and my wife moved here.
Okay.
Me and my wife moved down here about 8 years ago.
Nice. Oh, yeah. So you've been here for a while.
Yeah, I've been here for a minute. I've been here for a minute. I love it down here.
It is.
I lived in Ohio after Texas. I left Texas when I got out of prison. I was like, oh, yeah, this probably ain't a good spot for me.
Yeah.
And I went to Ohio and did some things up there. Then I ended up down here in Florida.
Nice. It's changed a lot. I grew up, I was born in Portland, Maine, and we moved down here when I was like 7. Yeah. So this is home. But it's changed so much. Just like, I mean, everywhere it grows. There's too many fucking people in the world now.
Well, there is, man, and it's fun. It's fun. I love watching. The more you compact people together, they turn into like this sausage of humanity.
Yep.
And it's just fucking great to watch, dude. I love the fact that we can we're watching the shit in real time. Fucking great.
Yeah, they're just and then I just stack.
If there's a school shooting, I get a notification on my phone quicker than the cops. It's fucking great, dude.
What do you got, the Neighbors app?
Yeah, right? The Ring app.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what's going on.
Now, I haven't really talked to anybody about this, but when I was 18, similar story. I was put in the pokey, but it wasn't. I only did like 8 months. I got out for good behavior.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. I didn't get that option.
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's just because I'm an asshole, dude. Like, yeah. I don't know. I didn't play well with others. Now, I was 5'6" and weighed 100 pounds, and through somehow I always got, you're a trouble starter. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're like, I'm just
trying to be quiet.
That's what I did. I just put my head down and read books. And I told my one buddy, because I was 18, I was 19 when I got out, and I told my buddy, I was like, yeah, I read like 74 books in 8 months. He was like, damn, what were you reading? And I was like, oh, like, Harry Potter. He's like, damn, I thought my boy was in there reading like War and Peace. You're in there reading fucking Percy Jackson's and shit.
I was in there, I was reading the Bible and the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I was doing everything I could to make my future parole officer happy.
So when I was in there,
that's a lie.
I read the Bible and I asked for the officers, and it stuck with me. Yeah, we're outside, guys. Sorry for the wind. Hopefully the audio, the magic mastering will correct it. But I was reading the Bible and I was really into it for like a couple of weeks. And I asked one of the guards, I was like, do you read the Bible? And he says, I used to. So why'd you stop? He said, because it's easy for a man in a foxhole to find religion. And I was like, damn, dude, that's fucking, I'm only reading this because I'm in here.
Yeah. That's, there's, I don't know that, there's a lot of that in prison. And maybe not, I don't know, I had a perception on a lot of those dudes.
Yeah.
Because there were some dudes that took it way overboard, which I guess that's just standard for people that get involved in something. You have extremes. But,
well, it's just substitution, just like AA. Instead of drinking, you're substituting alcoholism for a meeting. That's my fucked up look on it.
I don't know if that's really what you're doing. I don't know. I think it does have something to do with social structures, and I think that there's some really good things that can come out of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking it by any means.
No. I'm not saying anything like that either. I'm not, like, kissing your ass.
Yeah.
But if Alcoholics Anonymous wants to sponsor me, I can get sober. No, I'm just playing.
Fuck. I've always wanted a red chip.
I think that just trying to go through something like that, of putting your life together and trying to change your life and do something different. And I think being able to just remove yourself from environments and find a new social structure, I think that actually can do some really wonders to help people. That was my community service hour for this month.
Yeah. So positive, Martin.
Now, let's smoke some crack and fuck some hookers.
Well, there goes my opening joke. We're at an open mic, by the way, guys. This is the first. We're going to start doing this on Mondays. I'm going to have a different comic before or after. We might even do an after party that we put on the Patreon, so keep an eye out for that.
That might be fun. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'd have to get a couple more mics, but fuck it, we can do it.
I still think you just set up microphones and have comics jumping in and out, in and out, in and out, just having fun, getting warmed up before a mic. It's kind of like when you're eating pussy and stroking your dick. kind of just getting it warmed up for the future, both of them.
Shit, don't get the watermelons excited.
I've watched enough porn to understand that you don't eat pussy because you like it. You try to get that motherfucker wet. Porn stars be spitting in that motherfucker, man.
We're definitely at an open mic. It's all fucking drugs and pussy and AA.
This dude's like, hey, man, you can't never be on my podcast again.
No, I'm having
This is why people are so standoffish of me, and it's fucking great, dude.
I love it, dude. I'm having fun. You're having fun.
I weed out the antisocial assholes.
Yeah, it's nice. It's refreshing.
It is.
It's hard being the brightest person in every room you walk into.
Shit, you, motherfucker.
I told you, every room I walk into, Tumbling Dice by the Rolling Stones plays.
I did. I'm telling you.
Do you know that song?
No.
I'll play it for you after. I don't want to get sued by Mick Jagger.
Oh, man, we should do it on Spotify, and then they get credit for the play or some bullshit. I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know how that works, dude, so don't take my word on anything.
I don't care. I'll play a clip real quick.
I'm not the guy you should be listening to, people.
No, you're here.
I'm here. I'm 50 years old. I'm hanging out in an open mic.
We're doing it, man. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
You know, I've done...
This dude's like, hey, listen, bro, you've already said so much crazy shit that I don't even think this is ever going to make it out of my edit box, so we're just going to play music now.
I don't edit shit. But no, this gives the people the vibe of when I walk into a room.
I just... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm going to get sued by Mick Jagger.
When you win your competition at McCurdy's, are you coming out to that for the final, for when you're in the finals?
No, I'm going to come out to a Kenny Powers monologue. Everybody can suck my dick.
Dude, Kenny Powers is like my hero, bro.
He's my spirit animal.
I don't know if anybody can tell with my mullet, but it's not really a mullet. I'm bald. That's what's that's what's really going on.
A pelican hat, bro.
I do need to get one.
I got like four. I'll give you one.
I need one, man. My head, I got a weird size head, man. That's what my wife says.
Dude, he's going to kill me for saying this on the air. I've said it before. But I've always thought that I'm Kenny Powers and Gleb is my Stevie.
Oh, shit, dude.
We'll be at a party. We'll take our shirts off. We'll be like, we're the coolest motherfuckers here, huh, Sean? Like, yes, we are, Gleb.
Where do you find these people at? God damn.
Dude, I'm like... All right, so I've been to jail. I was addicted to heroin when I was 18. Well, actually 19 when I got out. And then...
Oh, we got a lot of things in common. We should get married, bro.
I was married. Yeah, I was married, dude. I'm like the Forrest Gump of scumbags, dude. But I'm like...
Hey, dude,
I got offered
you can't
gold.
Steal. That's my line, dude.
What?
That I'm the Forrest Gump of scumbags.
I've been saying that for years.
I'm just like, if they were like... I'm like, how do you say this? High class white trash.
Champagne taste on a beer budget.
No. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't fucking know, dude.
But no, I was going to say, I went through my book last night, and in the past 28 days, I've done, this will be my 22nd open mic.
Good job, dude. That's good shit.
Yeah. Been traveling fucking state. I was in Fort Myers with Jokums last night.
How was that, dude?
Dude, I found out that he actually has a soul.
Oh, hey, does he? I haven't found that out yet about this dude. I've been hanging out with this dude tough as hell for like a couple months now, dude. I didn't know he was a real person. So, I was like, why do I have an NPC in my car?
So we go down.
Love you, Jokum.
Yeah, we love you, buddy. This is hilarious. So we're driving. You know how he's always very serious, very intellectual, and narcissistic. And he's like, hey, do you mind if we stop at McDonald's? I'm like, yeah. So we get to McDonald's. And we pull up and he goes... Oh shit, Spicy McNuggets are back. And I looked at him and I died. I go, I've never seen you happy or excited about anything. It's fucking Spicy McNuggets. Second? Yeah, I'll go on second. Yeah. Sorry, we're doing the wrestling pre-match.
We're getting ready.
I didn't want to interrupt.
We're getting
juiced
up.
Do you want to pick a spot? There's so many people here, so you were here as one of the first people, right?
Nah, I don't want to pick a spot. I'll go whenever.
Well, Nate's hosting, so...
Let me see. What do you got open? What do you got open?
We literally only second, third, and fifth have been taken. That's all.
Everybody scared to sign up?
Well, no. I'm going in order of people who are here.
Give me...
Are you the bullet?
Nine.
I'm third.
Okay.
Give me nine.
Damn, how many comics do we have tonight?
If not, he'll get bumped up. I know there's like six people in there, and there's a couple people here.
Hell yeah.
Okay, man. We're
why did Rinkenmeyer just...
Rinkenmeyer. This dude, he just introduced me. He's like, hey, this is Martin. I don't know what the fuck his name is.
That's how comedy friends are.
No, oh, yeah, it's fucking great, man. I'm not worried about anybody ever telling the FBI on me then. We don't know that dude's last name.
Did you guys talk about how you're guest hosting next week?
Oh, yeah, I'm guest hosting at Big Top Brewers Collective.
The 29th, right?
29th, yeah. April 29th. Come hang out with us. Come hang out. Come hang out. I really like this format. This is kind of real, you know? Yeah. It kind of has a good organic vibe to it of just hanging out. That's kind of fucking fun.
Isn't that the anniversary of the Rodney King riots, April 29th?
April 29th, 1992.
There was a riot.
Right in the streets, tell me where were you?
Yeah. And Martin gets to host for the first time.
Well, you were sitting there watching Anarchy, or watching your TV. I was out participating in some Anarchy.
Fucking RIP Bradley Noel.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You have to write a joke about Rodney King anniversary now.
Oh, I won't remember, but if you remind me next week, I'll freestyle it.
All right, I got you. He's like, Rodney.
This is where I fucking. This is why I love this place so much, man. It's because I come here and just freestyle and just have fun and just say wild, random, crazy shit.
We are at Big Top Collective in Lakeland, Florida,
fun.
By the way.
This I forgot is to fun. Plug yeah, Big let's Top plug Collective. This place. Maybe we can get them to share this on their show's social media page. You should actually tell them you're doing this every Monday.
I will. I'll talk to them after. I kind of just didn't want to. I just set it up.
I'm a street hustler, man. I'm going to tell this dude how we're going to fucking break this game down here, right?
You got to clear your teeth. So what I'm saying is...
what we doing here,
about
homie?
To get into something. No, so last night was fun. We went
you
down.
Feel me, man? You understand what I'm saying? You hear me, though?
We went down to Fort Myers.
I hope that didn't come off as racist right there. No, I hate to be canceled already.
You're a good player.
Play boy.
But no, we went down to Fort Myers last night for the roast of Shelly Kelly. You know who Shelly Kelly is?
Did she get a wiener roast?
Yeah, she got a wiener roast.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I know who Shelly is. I love her.
Shelly's great. And then I got to go up.
Yeah?
And
I was wondering if you got any time.
Yeah, I got like 8 minutes. And I get on stage, and I'm the only open... Joe Combs ended up going on after me, but I was the only person for the open mic, and I get up, and I'm like, this is going to be great. And I was like, all right, so roast of your peers... Timmy Meatballs and a raffle. This is going to go fucking great. Who's the loser now, Dad? And like, I won him over with that because I was just real about it. Like, all right, this is going to go over great because you guys knew everybody that was just up here. And then here's me, fucking open micer.
Getting to nobody.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. I love it.
I knew a couple people from like the show, like the, not showcases, but like the workshops. So like, I knew Timmy Meatballs. I knew this guy, Mark.
Yeah.
He's like an older dude who talks about like his wife. And so I was doing my new bit about a silver alert. I was like, you guys know what a silver alert is when Mark tries to escape his marriage. Everybody died, but Mark wasn't in the room. I was like, fuck, he went to UMP.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I gotta remember that, dude. I'm going to throw that one at my wife one day. Like, I'm leaving. Don't call out a silver alert on me, bitch. Oh, man.
This wind's picking up.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to keep going or what do you want to do?
We should probably wrap this up now.
Okay. Yeah, we got 15 minutes. So we
actually,
go
you know,
stage.
The truth of the matter is my beer is almost empty, and I really just want to go get another one.
And the laptop's dying because I didn't plug it in like a fucking
immature. Oh, and the laptop's dying.
Yep.
Hey, this is fun, bro. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're going to do it again next Monday, bro.
Hey, anybody, you can find me at Martin R. Comedy on Facebook and Instagram. Give me a follow and a like and a share and do all that weird stuff. I don't put any of my family pictures or anything on Facebook because I believe somewhere there's a pedophile watching.
And on that note, we're going to go tell goofs in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. I'm Sean Boucher, and this has been my wife's asleep podcast. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye. Dude, that was fucking fun, dude. Hope I didn't say too much.